Welcome to Torah Imecha Machshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. This series is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in memory of the Louvre family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we're continuing with our next theme, Connection with Others. We've spoken a lot about inner connection, about noticing our own disconnection, and learning to reconnect with ourselves, and that awareness is the first step. But when it comes to real love and real connection between people, there's a second essential piece, giving. Connection isn't only about not being disconnected, it's about actively turning outward. Real connection is rooted in chesed, in giving, in creating, in building. As human beings, one of our deepest needs is to be a creator and a giver like Hashem. And building relationships is one of the deepest ways that we build the world. Rav Dessler famously explains that love grows through giving. Giving, when it's built on the healthy foundation of my own self-nurture, creates connection. The Torah hints to this in Devarim 15:8, where it describes giving to someone in need. The verse says you should give de machsoro, enough for his needs, asher yachsarlo, that which he lacks. If we already said giving him what he needs, so why add what he lacks? Revolbe explains we're not only asked to give a generic, one-size-fits-all kind of help, we're also asked to give what that person in their world, their personality, their preferences is missing. And that includes physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Think of someone whose need isn't financial. Maybe what they lack is a sense of belonging or encouragement or feeling appreciated. Those needs are deeply real and incredibly easy to miss if we're not paying attention. To be a true giver, we need to learn to see those needs, to notice them, to attune to them, and to care about them. And here's where inner connection becomes so crucial. When we value our own needs, when we treat our own inner world with care and compassion, we naturally become more capable of seeing and caring for the needs of others. And something beautiful happens. When we're deeply connected inside, we want to turn outward. Giving is the natural expression of a healthy, connected self. Even noticing another person's need, even if we can't fill it, strengthens connection. Of course, our goal is not just to notice needs, but to respond to them. But noticing alone already opens that door to connection. Now, here's an important question. Let's say I buy someone lunch because I know they'll praise me, or because I'm afraid they'll be upset if I don't. Did I give? Technically, yes. But did I do a real act of chesed? Not completely. Real chesed is other-focused. Giving can be giving, and giving can also be taking. It really all depends on the intention. And similarly, the receiving can also be an act of giving. When we receive with real open-hearted gratitude, we're giving the other person a gift. We're allowing them to be a giver, a creator. And sometimes receiving is actually the greatest act of giving. But in Western culture, where independence is glorified, receiving is especially hard. But we can't build deep relationships if we can't receive. We can't build closeness if we can't admit that we need support, advice, help. And to receive well, we need to know ourselves, to know what we need, where we struggle, and where others can complete us. Receiving with openness and gratitude becomes a vessel for connection. It creates joy. Now, aside from intention, the energy behind our giving matters too. We all feel the difference between someone who gives with warmth and presence, and someone who gives with resentment, tension, or condescension. So part of this avoda, this inner work, is working on the tone and the emotional energy behind both our giving and our receiving. And it's not always easy. Right? That's okay. Growth is really long-term work, so be patient with yourself. But noticing others' needs is really not as easy as it sounds. Revolbe describes how he worked with students, and these were serious, growth-oriented people. They were attending a Musterwad every week, a session where they were working on their character, and even they struggled with this. When they were asked to pay attention to the needs of those around them, they came back and said, "Everyone seems to need exactly what I need." And the truth is that we tend to project our inner world onto others. As Revolba expresses it, every person is like a mirror in which we just see ourselves. And so seeing needs is hard, but seeing needs that differ from ours is harder. And seeing needs that we really can't relate to is harder still. So we start small. Let's begin by simply noticing one need of another person today. It can be physical, emotional, or spiritual, and it could be obvious, but the more subtle, the better. Ask yourself, do they seem tired, overwhelmed, lonely? Do they need encouragement, or do they just need someone to listen? Are they hungry? Do they need practical help? We're not even trying to fill the need yet. We're just starting with noticing, just stepping out of our inner world and into someone else's. And in some ways, noticing is actually harder than helping. Helping might take 2 minutes, but to step outside of ourselves to really see someone else is not easy. But that is the work of connection. By strengthening that inner vision, that spiritual sensitivity, we can grow into greater givers and connectors. I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation tomorrow.